Good morning.
Why is wintertime such an ideal time to see bald eagles?
Because in the wintertime, eagles are no longer spread out across the landscape. In the summertime, they're each at their own little nesting territory with their nest and raising young. But in the wintertime, they're driven out of those areas by the weather. Everything freezes up. The lakes are frozen. Most of the rivers are frozen. There's no place to catch fish. And so they start migrating south. And as the winter deepens, the amount of open water is much less, and the eagles tend to concentrate by open water. So that gives us great viewing opportunities for eagles at any place there's some good patch of open water.
So there are these smaller areas where the eagles can come and feed, and that's why you can see so many in one spot.
Exactly, and their tolerance for each other also changes in winter. In summertime, they defend their nesting territories, but in the wintertime, they tolerate being closer to other eagles a lot better. You still see interactions, fighting and stealing of fish and things, but in general, they can stand being around others, so you can see lots of them perched pretty close together.
How many eagles are there in Wisconsin?
We've been doing aerial surveys for over 25 years, looking at all of the eagle nests we know of in the state and looking for new ones as well. And our nesting population is way over 1,000 pairs.
And that reflects very concerted efforts, hard work on the parts of people like you to restore the bald eagle from where they were back in the 1970s.
Back in the 70s, they had been impacted heavily by DDT, which caused them to lay thin-shelled eggs, which broke instead of turning into little eagle chicks. Once DDT was gone, there was a small enough remnant population that with protection, they were able to start reproducing really well. So people, private organizations, citizens, and DNR all work to get people to care about their eagles and manage land in a way that allowed eagles to thrive.
And now eagles are also good for the economy and for tourism with these eagle-watching events which happen this time of year.
These eagle-watching events bring amazing amounts, well over $1 million, I know, from a survey was done in Sauk Prairie, into the community in winter. Because people come, they look at the eagles, they fill up their gas tank, they go to the restaurant, they might go to a store or two and buy things. So it's a real winter boost for those local economies.
Patricia Manthey, thanks for being with us.
Ah, you're welcome. Nice to talk to you.